run around. His hand shot out and caught Igneous around the throat. "You see those statues of Monolith over there? You see them?" he growled, twisting the other troll's head to face a row of troll religious statues on the other side of the warehouse. "You want I should smash one open, see what they're filled with? Maybe find a reason?" Ignis's slitted eyes darted this way and that. He might have been hard of thinking, but he could feel a killing mood when it was in the air.
"No call for that. I always help the watch," he muttered. "What this all about?"
Carrot laid out the golem on a table.
"Start then," he said. "Rebuild him. Use as much of the old clay as you can. Understand?"
"How can it work when its lights are out?"
said Detritus, still puzzled by this mission of mercy.
"He said the clay remembers."
The sergeant shrugged.
"And give him a tongue," said Carrot.
Igneous looked shocked.
"I won't do that," he said. "Everybody know it blasphemy if golems speak."
"Oh, yeah," said Detritus.
He strode across the warehouse to the group of statues and glared at them. Then he said,
"Whoops, here's me accidentally tripping up. Ooh, this is me grabbing a statue for support. Oh, their arm have come right off. Where can I put my face? And what is this white powder, what I sees here with my eyes, accidentally spilling on the floor?"
He licked a finger and gingerly tasted the stuff.
"Slab," he growled, walking back to the trembling Igneous. "You telling me about blasphemy, you sedimentary coprolith? You doing what Captain Carrot say right now, or you going out of here in a sack?"
"This is police brutality," Igneous muttered.
"No, no, this is just police shouting," yelled Detritus. "You want to try for brutality, it's okay with me."
Igneous tried to appeal to Carrot.
"It not right. He got a badge. He's putting me in fear. He can't do this," he said.
Carrot nodded. There was a glint in his eye that Igneous should have noticed.
"That's correct," he said. "Sergeant Detritus?"
"Sir?"
"It's been a long day for all of us. You can go off duty."
"Yes, sir,"
said Detritus with considerable enthusiasm. He moved his badge and laid it down carefully. Then he started to struggle out of his armour. "Look at it like this," said Carrot. "It's not that we're making life, we're simply giving life a place to live."
Igneous finally gave up.
"Okay, okay," he muttered. "I'm doing it, I'm doing it."
He looked at the various lumps and shards that were all that remained of Dorful and rubbed the lichen on his chin.
"You got most of the bits," he said, professionalism edging resentment aside for a moment. "I could glue him together with kiln cement. That'd do the trick if we bakes him overnight. Let's see, I reckon I got some over there."
Detritus blinked at his finger, which was still white with the dust, and sidled over to Carrot.
"Did I just lick this?" he said.
Yes, said Carrot.
"Thank goodness for that," said Detritus, blinking furiously. "I'd hate to believe this room was really full of giant, hairy, spider-y, weeble-sclop."
He hit the floor, but happily.
"Even if I do it, you can't make it come alive again," muttered Igneous, returning to his bench. "You won't find a priest who's going to write the words for in the head, not again."
"He'll make up his own words," said Carrot.
"And who's going to watch the oven?" said Igneous. "It's going to take till breakfast at least."
"I wasn't planning on doing anything for the rest of tonight," said Carrot, taking off his helmet.
Vimes awoke around 4 o'clock. He'd gone to sleep at his desk. He hadn't meant to, but his body had just shut down. It wasn't the first time he'd opened bleary eyes there, but at least he wasn't lying in anything sticky. He focused on the report he'd half written. His notebook was beside it, page after page of laborious scrawl, to remind him he was trying to understand a complex world by means of his simple mind. He yawned and looked out at the shank of the night. He didn't have any evidence, no real evidence at all. He'd had an interview with an almost incoherent Corporal Nobbs, who hadn't really seen anything. He had nothing that wouldn't burn away like the fog in the morning. All he'd got were a few suspicions and a lot of coincidences, leaning against one another like a house of cards with no card on the bottom. He peered at his notebook. Someone seemed to have been working hard. Oh yes, it had been him. The events of last night jangled in his head, Why had he written all this stuff about a coat of arms? Oh, yes, yes!
10 minutes later, he was pushing open the door of the pottery. Warmth spilt out into the clammy air. He found Carrot and Detritus asleep on the floor on either side of the kiln.